The other one, of course, was Gainsborough Bridge. If you look at the River Trent in those days, there were some railway bridges, but the road bridges were at Newark, the toll bridge at, near Newton on Dunham Bridge, and Gainsborough Bridge, and then there was no road bridge down there all the way to the Humber. So if there'd been an invasion, there was a line of defences, pillboxes and so on, all the way from Dover, round to the east of London, all the way up to Gainsborough Bridge. So that if there was an invasion, it was possible to try and stop the army getting westwards, German army invading westwards. And Gainsborough Bridge, we hollowed out one of the supports, you know, the two piers supporting the bridge, right down to water, below water level, so that if need be, the whole bridge could be blown up, so that the tanks couldn't cross, because of what they'd seen in Holland and Belgium, you know, the panzers coming through and tidying up afterwards, sort of thing. So that was another one that was. There were other places in Gainsborough where we could have blown up the roads as well, but I'm not going to say any more about those.